Chazar Zechen Nishab Echet Chashag Mavim Yehudim Masechet Chagiga Daf Tez Vav. Zok Timur Abraisi says, Rabbi Shua once found Ben Zoyma to be totally preoccupied in his thoughts. Ben Zoyma explained he was thinking into the depths of creation of my separations and discovered that the upper waters and the lower waters are separated by three etzbois. Based on the pasuk that says, Ruach HaLikim Merechefes Al Pnei HaMayim, he said it teaches that the Ruach HaLikim was hovering like a mother dove over her babies. Rabbi Shua said to his Talmid, and Ben Zoyma was incorrect because that pasuk was stated before Hashem even made the separation between the waters. So how far, Taka, is the separation between upper and lower waters? Rav Acha B'Yakov said it's a hair's breadth. The Rabbanan said it's like the space between the planks of a bridge. Marzuta said like two garments spread one on top of the other. Others say like two cups, one stuck inside the other, or inverted one over the other. Different ways to understand. Bryce, we learned yesterday, quoted and said that Acher chopped down trees when he went up to the Pardis alive. The Gemara explains that when he went, he saw a malach that was sitting and writing Zechus and Veklai Yisrael. Acher said, we have a tradition that only Hashem sits in Shemayim. It enters mind to say that maybe there's a second God, Chas V'Shalom. This malach was then taken and punished for not getting up when Acher saw him to prevent this error. The malach was then given the right to erase his Zechus of Acher. Baskel then said, all people can do tshuva except for Acher. When he heard this, Acher said, I might as well enjoy this world. He then went and hired a Zoyna and did many Averis. After having left the ways of Torah, Acher asked, what's the meaning of the pasuk that says Hashem has made one as well as the other? Rav Meir said it means that whatever Hashem made in larger form, He also made in smaller form. Mountains and hills, oceans and lakes. Acha said, Rabbi Akiva said different. He said it means that Hashem makes opposites of everything. Tzadikim and Rishonim, Gan Eden and Gehenim. Every person has a share in Gan Eden and Gehenim. If a tzadik is zoicha, he takes his share and the share of others in Gan Eden, and the reverse is true for a rasha. Another time Acha said, what's the meaning of the pasuk that says that wisdom is greater than gold and glass and can't be exchanged for even finer gold? Rav Meir says it refers to Torah, which is difficult to acquire like gold, and it's easily lost like glass. Acha said, Rabbi Akiva explained this differently. He said that just like gold and glass can always be repaired, so to a Chaman Chacham could always do tshuva. Rav Meir said to him, aye, so why don't you come and do tshuva? He said, because I heard the Baskel Miacharya Pargid that said that all can do tshuva except for me. A Braisa says Acha was once riding on a horse on Shabbos and Rav was walking behind him to learn Torah. At a certain point, Acha told him, stop walking, because you reached already the Tchum. I counting the footsteps of the horse and I realized that here's a Tchum, so Rav Meir, you can't walk anymore. Rav Meir said, you also have to stop and come do tshuva. He said he cannot, based on the Baskel. Rav Meir dragged him into Beis Medrash. He asked the child to repeat a pasuk he had learned, which would be interpreted as a sign from heaven. The child quoted a pasuk suggesting that his tshuva will never be accepted. This happened when he asked 13 different children, 13 different places. The last boy had a speech impediment. When he quoted a pasuk, it sounds as if he said, Hashem says to Elisha, which was Acha's real name, with what purpose do you count my decrees? Instead of Hashem says to the Rasha, he said it sounds like Hashem says to Elisha. One version says that Acha actually killed the child. Another version said, he said, if I had a sword, I would kill you. When Acher died, they said in heaven that he can't be put into Gehenna because he had learned a lot of Torah. On the other hand, he can't go into Gan Eden because he had sinned. Rav Meir said it would be better to let him go into Gehenna so he can get his punishment and then go into Gan Eden. Rav Meir said, when I die, I will see to it that they let him into Gehenna. When Rav Meir died, smoke began to rise from Acher's grave, showing that he was let into Gehenna. Rabbi Yochanan felt that Acher must be safe from Gehenna. He said, when I die, I'll take him out of Gehenna. When Rabbi Yochanan died, the smoke stopped coming out of Acher's kever, showing that he was taken out of Gehenna. After Acher's death, Acher's daughter went begging to Rebbe for support. Rebbe was surprised to see that descendants of Acher were still alive, based on the pasuk that says that the Rishon will be left without any descendants or any remembrance. She told Rebbe, remember his Torah, not his Averis. A fire came from heaven and burned Rebbe's chair. Rebbe cried and said, if Torah protects someone who went against it, how much more so will it protect someone who follows it? Vekmer, how could Rebbe have learned Torah from Acher? We learned from a pasuk that one should only learn from a Rebbe who's like a Malach. Rish Lakish said, Rebbe dash on another pasuk that seems to allow one to learn Torah from a Rasha, as long as he doesn't learn from his ways. It's a steer in the Pesukim. We have to say that the pasuk that does not allow it refers to a Talmud who is a child and therefore will get influenced by the Rasha. The pasuk that allows it is discussing a mature Talmud who will not get influenced. Rava dash in the pasuk that compares a Talmud Chacham to a nut, to a walnut, to teach that just as a walnut may be dirty on the outside but remains clean on the inside, so to a Talmud Chacham who ends up doing averis remains pure on the inside. His Torah remains pure on the inside. Rabbi Shila met Eliyahu when he asked him what Hashem is doing. He answered, Hashem is quoting the Torah of the various Talmidei Chacham, but not the Torah of Rav Meir because he learned Torah from Acher. Rabbi Bar Shila said, Rav Meir took the good and threw out the bad. Eliyahu said, oh, Hashem has accepted what you just said, and now he has begun to quote Rav Meir as well. Shmuel once found Rabbi Yehuda crying. He explained, a pasuk is dashed to teach that great Talmid Chacham who later do averis end up with no shear in Olam Haba. He said, if this was said about the great people of the past, like Doeg and Achi Teufel, what chance do we have to stay on the right path? Shmuel told him, they had improper thoughts all along, and which eventually led them astray. You don't have such thoughts, so you don't have anything to worry about. What were the improper thoughts of Acher that led him astray? Mar says, he would constantly sing Greek songs. He failed to properly mourn the Chorban. It was said about Acher that he was found to have materials of Minim in his possession. Nimus the weaver, asked Rav Meir, all wool that goes into a pot absorbs the dye, meaning the Torah learned should protect all people equally. So how come Acher went in his ways, in his sinning ways? He answered, that's only true if the wool was clean. If it was dirty, it doesn't get dyed equally, and Acher's improper thoughts prevented the Torah from protecting him. The Brisa said that Rabbi Akiva came out of Gan Eden in peace. The Brisa says that the Malachim wanted to harm Rabbi Akiva as well, but Hashem didn't allow them. Rabbi Akiva knew, based on Dashning Psukim, where the Shekhinah was, and therefore he didn't go ahead and look at it. Because of that, he was not harmed.